Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 24 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. I'm just getting back from a week off, and it felt so good to let the brain recuperate a bit from my usually hectic schedule. Sorry that I didn't have any new podcasts during that time, but it's important to remember to take care of yourself and let those batteries recharge. I hope you had a great holiday season, because I know I did, and I hope you found some time to be with family and friends. I'm going to start this episode with some YouTube tips. Did you know that there are keyboard shortcuts that'll help you navigate through a YouTube video? These are really handy, and they can really help you when you're watching those videos on YouTube. Here's a few that you might find useful. To pause and play the video, just use your K key or the spacebar. You can go back 5 seconds by pressing the left arrow, and you can go back 10 seconds by pressing the L key. One shortcut that I use often is the use of the keyboard numbers to advance through the video. When you press the number 5 on your keyboard, now remember, don't use the number pad, use the numbers that are on your keyboard, you'll advance to the 50% point of the video. If you press the 3 key, you'll be at the 30% point, and so on. This is really handy, so give it a try. Oh yeah, you can restart the video by pressing the 0 key. You can go to full screen mode by pressing the F key, and you can exit full screen mode by pressing the escape key. To quickly adjust the volume of the video, depress the up arrow, and the volume will increase by 5%, and the volume will decrease by 5% when you press the down arrow. If you want to slowly move through a video by one frame, first, make sure that the video is paused, and then you just press the period key. You can go back one frame by pressing the comma key. To mute or unmute your video, press the M key. I hope these little quick shortcuts will help you navigate through a YouTube video and will work as well for you as they do for me. If you live in an area where there's snow, ice, cold, you know what I'm talking about. It's called winter. You may want to check out interactive sites at http://interactivesites.weebly.com/winter.html. This site features some fun winter things that you and your kids can do. For example, there's a site where you can decorate a snow person. Another site lets you add snowflakes. Another one of the sites even lets you build a gingerbread house. None of these sites are difficult to use and can help deal with the winter blahs that you may experience. Give yourself a break and enjoy a little winter break. By the way, you need to check out Snowstorm at this site. You get to clean out a parking lot with a snow truck. Absolutely awesome. I give this site 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I create a lot of videos and audio projects. It can be confusing and sometimes difficult keeping everything organized and on target. I've learned that by using a storyboard, I can create a graphic way to visualize what I need to research or include in my videos or audios. A really nice storyboard organizer is called Telling a Story, Reinterpreting News Through a Storyboard, found at http://www.nytimes.com/learning/teachers/studentactivity/storyboard.pdf, and that's storyboards with a capital S. This template couldn't be easier to use and will work with all grade levels. The storyboard provides 6 frames that text can be added to or drawings can be added to. All you need to do is visit the site, download or print the storyboard template, and you're off and running. It couldn't be easier. I give the New York Times storyboard PDF 4 out of 5 exclamation marks. There are many opportunities for students and teachers to learn how basic computer code works. It looks like technology is going to be sticking around, so having a basic understanding of coding can really help with website creation and being able to customize certain sites that you visit. Also, the need for programmers continues to grow, so learning to code can put students on a great career path. When you visit Tinker, That's spelled T-Y-N-K-E-R. You can learn to code in an unintimidating environment. At the site, https://www.tinker.com, this is what they share, and I quote, "Tinker is a complete learning system that teaches kids to code. Kids begin experimenting with visual blocks, then progress to text-based coding as they design games, build apps, and make incredible projects." Unquote. Give it a try and see how easy it is to use. I give Tinker 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. A really fun, interesting, and possibly classroom-changing site is Animaker. That's A-N-I-M-A-K-E-R. When you go to https://www.animaker.com, you can create an account and then begin creating professional-looking animated videos. They look absolutely awesome. The free plan lets you create a 2-minute video. Once you've created your account, there are templates that will help you get started. You can add characters, text, music, objects, and more that will help you make an animated video that'll look just right for your needs. You can save your project for future editing also. And you can also export your completed animated video. Animated videos really appeal to students and can drive a lesson home. Animaker may be one of those sites that can truly make a difference when you're creating important lessons. It doesn't cost anything to try, so try it out. I give Animaker 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That's another episode all finished up. Thanks for being a part of it. Send me an email at james.roberts@wdbqschools.org with any ideas or comments. Take care, love life, and remember that a smile can make every day better. See you next time on Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye.